Hello? Yes?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Can I speak with Lori Madrigal, please?
This is she.
Okay, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes for the survey, are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and okay, hold on. Let me go back to put you in Spanish survey, English. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Like I was asking, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Would that be Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, or Wisconsin?
Arizona.
Okay, Arizona. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes for this survey, in what year were you born?
67.
1967, okay. All right, ma'am, and I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be, are you almost certain, probably 50-50, or will not vote?
Well, I will vote.
And would that be almost certain or just probably?
Not certain.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Inflation.
Okay. Inflation. All right. Okay, ma'am, and now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, the Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, did you skip that one?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. All right, and thinking about this November election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay. I remember some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote in the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100, which 0 means that, there's no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. The first one would be Donald Trump.
0.
Okay, and the other one be Joe Biden.
100%.
100%. All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and in thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Democratic.
Democratic. Okay, and if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Carrie Lake or Democrat Rubén Gallego?
Democrat.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and how do you, and who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Biden.
Would that be Biden Party much more or just somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more. All right. Thank you. All right. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. Okay. The first one said President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Agree.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Just somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Okay, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
I don't understand that one.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants, you know, for each one. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree that President Biden, you know, the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. I strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, who most of who have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check, work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for him, you know, in the 2024 election. The first one said, a program that grants, you know, work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, for, you know, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference to you one way or the other.
This will make a difference. Do you know how much longer you're
going to
do this?
Yes, ma'am. We almost, this is going to be the last statement, and then it's just a little bit more, and we're done, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Abe, I'm going to speed up. That way we can do it real fast. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more, somewhat less,
much
less
more.
Likely, or make much more. Okay?
Much more.
Okay, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of who have lived in the United States for, you know, over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Sounds the same.
Yeah, it just changes a little bit, you know, so this is about, you know, so they can continue to work. You know, that's about farm workers, and the other ones are about, you know, people. You know, they just want to make sure, you know, they specify every little point, you know, of President Biden enacting, you know, the programs that he's getting.
Okay.
Okay. Would that be much more likely, someone more likely, someone less? Much more likely. Okay, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most who have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more, somewhat less, much less,
much
will make
more.
No difference to you. Much more. Okay, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, much less, no, makes no difference.
Makes no difference.
Okay, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years are protected from deportation.
Much agree.
Much more likely, or just someone more likely to vote for Biden?
Much more likely.
Okay, and the last one say a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most who have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, no, makes no difference. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and please indicate if you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned at all about the following, okay? Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Very concerned about that, somewhat concerned, a little, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Okay, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, not concerned.
Not concerned.
Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Okay, and the last one said Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Okay. All right, ma'am, and I'm going to read you different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration. I would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if, neither are exactly right. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Okay, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have lived in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view, Biden's or Trump?
Biden.
Would that be Biden approach much closer or just somewhat closer?
Much closer.
Much closer. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again, this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay, thank you. Okay, as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
No.
No. Okay. No. All right, ma'am, and in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information, like TikTok?
No. CNN.
What about Fox News channel or website?
No, none of those.
OAN or Newsmax?
A little bit of Newsmax.
Okay, what about Univision or Telemundo?
No.
WhatsApp?
I'm sorry?
WhatsApp?
No.
YouTube?
No.
Instagram?
No.
MSNBC and CNN, or other major news network channels or websites?
MSNBC and CNN.
Okay. What about Spanish language radio programs?
None.
Facebook?
What about Facebook? Should I see Facebook?
Do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information?
No.
Facebook. Be what? Okay, no. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for a statistical purpose, and we're done with this survey, okay? From which country or territory does your family trace, you know, their heritage?
From Mexico.
Mexico, okay. And were you born in the United States mainland, the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
Born in the United States.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and were either of your parents born in the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Yes, they were born in Mexico.
Another country, okay. All right, ma'am, and what languages do you primarily speak in your home? Would that be always English, more English than Spanish? Is Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, or always in Spanish?
English.
Always English, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All right, ma'am, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat. And do you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
Not as strong. Okay, and thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
All right, ma'am, and what is the last year of schooling that you completed?
What was the year of school?
Last year. The last year. I have a first to 11th grade, high school graduate, vocational technical school, some college, but
I went
no degree.
To a technical school.
So technical, okay. Technical school. All right, and what is your religion, if any?
Catholic,
all right, ma'am, and finally, strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Laurie.
Okay, Laurie, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in this research are compensated for their time, you know, in sharing their opinions in a more deep, you know, an open-ended way. You can know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future. Would that be yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. All right, ma'am. With this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help, ma'am.
You're so
bye-bye. Thank you.